time on the Michigan Talk Network.
I want to catch you swimming in a whole deep blue sea. I would have all you good-looking women fishing.
There you go. Nice work, Alex. I like that. A little blues to keep us rolling on a Wednesday. Kayleigh McEnany here, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, also an American political commentator and writer. Kayleigh, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Steve. Thanks so much for having me.
Great to have you here. Let's start with this. I want to look at a couple of things that happened in the primaries yesterday. I think for anyone who doesn't believe that Donald Trump has political capital at this point should take a look at the cautionary tale of Tim Pawlenty, among others who have decided to go against the president and say he's not fit. Tim Pawlenty, trying to resurrect his political career, goes down in flames in Minnesota in the race for governor there. And you look at the number of endorsements, John James here in Michigan, I can go on and on. The president's endorsement means something, doesn't it?
Oh, it means a lot. You're right. You know, Tim Pawlenty losing that race by nearly 11 points. A few people saw that coming, but, you know, in the end, he went down in flames, as you said. And then you look the reverse tale of John James there in Michigan. What a star in our party he is. He was trailing in the polls, then he started to take the lead about 7 points. But after the president's endorsement, he doubled that lead, 14 points, and ended up prevailing in the race. And I think he would be a fantastic senator for Michigan. So there's simply no doubt. The president's endorsement means a whole lot.
Yeah, and you look at others that, you know, have taken shots at the president. Mark Sanford, South Carolina, he's gone. Jeff Flake and Bob Corker, they're gone because they couldn't muster enough support to even continue on. And so here we are in the midterms, and I look at Rasmussen and the president's approval ratings at 50% this morning. So despite this coordinated attack by newspapers across the country, despite the strange pursuit of the media trying to turn the word dog into something racist, which is baffling. I guess cats might be racist, too. We'll keep that in mind going forward. But despite all of that, the president continues to hold his base and then some.
That is exactly right. And you mentioned that approval rating, which is really going up at 50%. He is certainly over what President Obama was at this point in his presidency. And it's so impressive because it's in the face of a sustained media assault. Every day there's new fake news, this made-up tale about there being this video out there that no one has heard of the president. It doesn't exist. The tape I'm referring to is the one Omarosa is
right.
Talking about. But, you know, that is fake news, and every day it's something new. It's always some sustained assault on
the
president, whether it's in the form of... Uh-huh.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Gabe, because it's tape or no tape. And as I said earlier on the program, it's put up or please, Omarosa, just shut up. But it's either there's a tape or there's not a tape. And a whole bunch of people said, there's no tape. What is she talking about? And Katrina Pearson, among others, coming out very strong saying, what are you talking about? So I want to ask you this. If there were a tape, it would be devastating. Fair to say.
Certainly. And you had Sarah Sanders say yesterday, you know, none of us would be here working for someone if we knew that the president used this kind of language. He doesn't. People who have spent thousands and thousands of hours around him, Kellyanne Conway, Sarah Sanders, and others have said, we have never heard the president ever utter a racist remark. So, no, it doesn't exist. It's not out there. Omarosa is on a media tour try to gain fame. You already had the producer of the show come out and say this tape simply does not exist. So
fair enough.
You know, that kind of language is disgusting and should be condemned, but the president has never said it.
But for certain networks to sit out there and continue to speculate, well, what about this tape? Well, if this tape services, so on and so forth, as if there's some tape. I mean, Mark Burnett, as you just pointed out, Kayleigh, has made it very clear there is no such tape. He's never heard of such a thing, neither are the people that have been around the president. I mean, he worked and was celebrated in the black community all over with entertainers, with Rosa Parks. I mean, you can find all sorts of examples where he has been part and parcel with the black community for years. He lives in New York. You couldn't survive in New York if you conducted yourself that way, I think it's fair to say.
That's exactly right. And this president, I mean, you look at the facts, the fact that he was the first owner of a private club in Palm Beach to open it to Jews and to African-Americans. many decades ago, he was praised by the Anti-Defamation League for doing so. You look at the fact there was another example, I believe it was Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson, it was one of those civil rights leaders on tape praising him, saying, this president has fought for housing for the African-American community. So there are tapes out there of the opposite, of people saying this president is someone who has fought for the rights of African-American individuals. It's just simply false to characterize him as a racist. People see through that effort.
But I think here's what I think is a fair criticism. And I think that the president's policies are working in large part, which is why he remains steady in the polls and even rising a bit and popular among his base and then some. But I think a fair criticism, one of the things that he said leading up to his election in November of 2016 is that he would hire the very best people, that he would have the very best people around him. And he has some very talented people around him, I think it's fair to say. But Omarosa clearly does not rise to being one of the best people. I think that's a fair criticism at this point. Do you agree?
You know, Omarosa is someone who the president trusted. At that point in his presidency, he brought her in because he had a 14-year history of knowing her and of trusting her. And at this point, I think everyone in the Trump administration would agree this is someone who should not have been there. This is someone who had no loyalty, no integrity, but at the time was someone who was trusted. So hindsight is always 20/20, but
fair.
I think it's fair to say she ruined any credibility that she has.
Let me shift gears a little bit, and I want to ask you about something else from last night's results in the primaries. I want to know if the Me Too movement died in Minnesota last night, because I want to know if Keith Ellison's winning the Democratic primary to be the top cop in the state of Minnesota after being accused, and I think these are credible allegations, as they would be termed, by an ex-girlfriend accusing him of domestic abuse, of violence against her, and her son saying the same thing, an adult son saying the same thing. What about Keith Ellison, also the deputy chair of the DNC, accused of domestic violence, gets through the primary, elected to be the Democratic representative, to be attorney general in the state of Minnesota? What's going on?
Yeah, it's pretty striking that he would be the person who's the top law enforcement officer. He has these really devastating charges of physical violence against him. It should be condemned widely by Democrats. We know that they claim to be the party of Me Too. Well, if you are, you will be condemning Keith Ellison, or at least calling for a very thorough investigation of what seemed like very credible claims made, not just, as you said, by the girlfriend, but the son as well. So this is really devastating for a party that wants to be the face of the Me Too movement. We saw what happened to Al Franken. The same should be done to Keith Ellison. He needs to go. This is really devastating. And to have him as the top leader, the top law enforcement officer out there in Minnesota, that's a really bad thing for the Democratic
Party. Yeah, and Kaylee, you make a great point. And it wasn't the ex-girlfriend that brought this to light. It was her son who said he had seen this. And I can't determine if he saw it in person or if he saw it. If the point is he had seen this and he was aware of this, and he is the one that brought it to light over the weekend, adding credibility to the entire story. We'll see where it goes. Kaylee, I'll give you a quick last word.
Yes, but, you know, the DNC says that they're reviewing this, but I do want to ask why it took them 4 days to even address this. They waited conveniently until all votes were in. We have to stand united against this kind of behavior.
I agree with that. Kaylee McEnany, thank you so much. National spokesperson for the Republican National Committee and a political commentator. I see you all over. Keep up the good work, Kaylee.
Thanks, Steve. You too.
Thank you so much. All right, quick break. And we'll continue with Karen Strawn from Men's Rights Edmonton. Love her when she's on. Very entertaining. 41 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.